I had something that happened actually yesterday. And I'm in my mind, I'm trying to deal with the situation to see whether or not it's serious. And I realized in the middle of it, again, I'm not trying to plug Gary's song, he's not selling it, okay? But I realized in my head were those words. I'm going to take your word for it. You say I'm your child. I'm going to take your word for it. God, I am your child, and I know you know, and you're right here, and I know I have this victory. I'm valuable to you. That's what's going on in my head. It's the song is playing in my mind. When you get filled like that, those things begin to happen. And when you begin to praise, Scripture tells us that God inhabits the praise. God inhabits the praises of his people. Well, you're not just his people, you're his child. So when you begin to praise him out of a heart that's truly grateful, and that praise begins to develop, you can experience his presence, which is why I really do not understand. I never have. Why people don't take advantage of that. The power of the presence. And again, everything I'm talking to you about, so many times people go to God because they want something and they try to cover it up in something like, But the motive is not, I want to bless you. The motive is, won't you bless me? God, won't you bless me? Won't you bless me? I need. Instead of just the other way around, God, I just want to bless you. If you never did anything else in the world for me, my life is already, hallelujah, you know? One is manipulative like a child. Yes. Oh, Daddy, you're so wonderful. Can I have a, yeah. The other one is very genuine. I'm not asking for anything. I just want to bless your name. I want to sing praises to you. Then that steps up the envelope. God inhabits the praises of his people. And that's when you begin to experience things. That's when things begin to happen in your life. And the only requirement is it's faith and love. It's not deceit, deception. It's not formula. It's not works. It's sincerity of heart. Because you've come to understand that what Jesus said is the greatest commandment. You love the Lord your God with all your intentions and motivations, all your desires and affections, all of your deep thoughts and meditations, and all of your determination. And because his love is in you, you will love others the same way you love yourself. And again, the love there, it's purposeful, good will. So I want you to be looking at that some this morning and think about it often, especially for those of you who may spend time interceding for us, because that's pretty much it. You can come down to the foundation of who and what we are, and that's it, an attitude of gratitude and the power of praise. And when we praise, just like we had for a few minutes a little while ago, when you begin to praise, you experience his presence. And in his presence is fullness of joy. That's what it says. That joy wells up in you, and power is available to you when that takes place. Don't be discouraged or be dismayed. So we got a ways to go. We're going to be very practical. We're going to use a cliche that people talk about all the time, and that is usually you hear it like thinking out of the box, right? You got to think out of the box. Last week, we talked about these things, and in fact, the week before that, and maybe the week before that, I was speaking to the father the other day and said, from my perspective, seems like I'm kind of stuck in a groove here. Like, no matter what I try to say, it comes out the same way. And I trust it's you, God, that you're doing stuff in us, and that maybe we didn't get it the first time or the second time or the third time, so you just keep going till you know we do. Because we're going to retrace a lot of those steps. Last week we talked about the way it's been portrayed. And what the it obviously is the relationship with God, Christendom, Christianity, whatever word works for you there. The way it's been portrayed, and I thought about it. You can flip those words around a little bit and have fun with it. In fact, we touched it a minute ago, didn't we? Instead of saying the way it's been portrayed, you can say how we've portrayed the way. Because there's only one, and he is all in all. He's not one thing like we talked about last week. We're not compartmentalizing. He is everything. Everything was created by him, out from him. Everything was made that was made. It's all about Jesus, who is the Word of God. So we've created a box. We've compartmentalized the way and the truth and the life and stuck it over under a religious category. Like when you want something like that, you go and look under religion and find it, because the rest of the time doesn't have anything to do with it. And how wrong that is. We've turned the truth, the reality, into religion. And because of that, we have this box. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, because you've got several questions that we're going to ask and answer. We sort of already did. What is the box? Then why are we in the box? Why are we staying in the box? How do we get out of the box? That's the big one, right? Okay, I'm in the box. I know what the box is. How do I get out of the box? And then another one that is, he and I were talking about, came to mind. You know, what do you do after you get out of the box? You know, most people, when they experience Jesus, especially if they are baptized in the Holy Ghost and that power comes on them and their lives are totally transformed, they're looking around going, what do I do now? You know? And of course, then they turn to the church, whatever flavor that is, and usually the first thing they start getting is where we've been for weeks and what we're fixed to go through again, okay? And after a little while, they didn't know what to do when they got out of the box, and they wind up back in the box. And I'm against that, okay? I think we need to keep going and keep growing. The way it's been portrayed, I was thinking about this when I wrote in the Monday Morning High a phrase that I've heard very often, I'm sure y'all have too, talking about the powers of the universe. Y'all heard that? Like, the powers of the universe. And what you mean, you know, the cosmos out there. And as I wrote that down in the Monday Morning High, I just stopped and looked at it and said, you know, as we just mentioned, Jesus, the Word of God, God the Father, the creator of all things, created all things that are through the Word. All things were made by him. There's nothing that was made without him. And it says in Hebrews chapter 1 that all things are upheld by the word of his power. 119th Psalm says, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. You've established the earth, it remains. They continue this day according to your ordinances, for all are your servants, right? Everything is in him. It came out from him. It was created by him. It exists because of him. When you say the power of the universe, you're actually just describing God.